Blog Talk Radio.
It was very late at night. I was sitting outside on a rock. As Stan said, I showed him the rock when he came to my home. And I was just thinking, what did I do? I was crying so my family wouldn't see me. And all of a sudden, I saw a light coming towards me. When I saw the light, I thought it was a car. Because in Romania and in Italy, they always try to run me over with cars. So I thought, they found me here too.
Dar n-a fost mașină,
but it was not a car.
Că lumina m-a cucerit,
the light surrounded me.
Și din lumina m-a auzit aceeași voce.
And out of the light I heard the same voice.
Era același înger.
It was the same angel.
Dumitru, de ce ești tu disperat?
Dumitru, why are you so despaired?
De ce m-ai pedepsit așa de tare?
Why did you punish me so harshly?
Ce am făcut eu?
What did I do?
Ce nu m-ai lăsat pe mine în pușcărie?
Why couldn't you let me stay in prison?
Familia avea unde să stea.
But my family would have had a home.
Zic, eu n-am unde pleca acasă.
I don't have a bed to lay my head down on.
De ce m-ai adus aici?
Why was I brought here?
Dumitru, am adus aici că țara asta va...
Dumitru, I brought you to this country because this country will burn.
Și m-ai adus să mă ard aici și nu m-ai lăsat să mor în pușcărie în țara mea.
So why did you bring me here to burn? Why didn't you let me die in jail in my own country?
Dumitru, taci.
He said, Dumitru, be quiet.
Urcă-te lângă mine.
Get beside me.
Ce aparat a avut, nu?
I don't know what the device was.
M-a tras lângă el.
But he pulled me beside him.
Mi-a arătat toată California.
And he showed me all of California. Do you see what I've shown you? This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Păcatul lor a ajuns înaintea lui Dumnezeu.
Their sins have reached God.
Și Dumnezeu a hotărât să-i pedepsească pe.
And God has decided to punish them by fire.
M-a dus și mi-a arătat Las Vegas.
He came and showed me Las Vegas.
Aici e Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va...
And one day it will burn.
Mi-a arătat New York.
He came and showed me New York.
Aici e New York.
This is New York.
Aici
this is a Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day it will burn. And then he showed me Florida. This is Florida. This is a Sodom and Gomorrah. And in one day it will burn.
Been listening to the Wake Up America message with Dimitri Dudeman. For a copy of this very important message, please go to our website at handofhelp.com. Never before in the history of our country has our nation been in more jeopardy than now. Please order a copy of the video Wake Up America at the handofhelp.com website and get the warning out while we still have time. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Moment of Truth or Light of Truth broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, welcome to the program and thank you for joining us. I guess that's what we call a cold open. Here we are. Ladies and gentlemen, as has become customary, I must inform you that we are not live. However, this is being recorded on November the 5th, 2020, at 10 a.m. Central Time. And as of now, we still do not know who will be the next president of these United States. This is unprecedented for many reasons, one of which, how hard is it to count some votes? We're going to get into that because this is the story of the hour. I think this is going to be the story for some time to come because litigation is proceeding. It's ongoing. I'm just going to give you my two cents of how I see things. We're going to talk about the entire prophetic swath and how important it is to be very specific when it's either thus says the Lord or this is what I believe. You can go back to all of my programs as far back as you would like. I never once intimated that it was prophetic. I never once intimated that it was revelatory. I did say that I believe Donald Trump would win another term because of how I saw the situation at the time. I'm still hopeful, guardedly so, but we're going to get into why I think this is very bad for the other side. whether you see it my way or not, that remains entirely up to you. But we're going to have to discuss it. We're going to have to talk about it, and we're going to have to acknowledge some realities going forward. Now, one of the things that I find most revealing, one of the things that to me is a signal that the other side also knows how badly they messed up, is the fact that Botox Nancy is eerily silent. The woman who never met a camera that she didn't like has not given any statements whatsoever. She has been radio silent, and that is very unlike Nancy. And I believe the reason for this is because Nancy knows that her minions have defecated upon the bed linens, as it were, if you want to put it nicely. You know what the other term is, but this is a kid-friendly show, and most kids don't know what defecated means. So, yes, the reason that Nancy is being so quiet and keeping her head down is because she knows that her minions messed up. On election night, they saw what was happening, and they panicked. Now, I don't know if you were watching, but around midnight, oddly enough, they shut down the count for apparently no reason whatsoever other than the people counting were tired or something. This happened in all the states run by Democrat governors at the same time, while states like, I don't know, Florida had already come in. So they saw what was happening. They realized that if they didn't do something by the end of the evening, after all the votes were tallied, Donald Trump would be reelected president by a large electoral majority. And also, I believe, after you discount the dead people, probably close to a popular majority as well. But they panicked. Now, they shut down the count. Then they flooded the votes while the count was shut down. This is 3 o'clock in the morning. And at least here in Wisconsin, they flooded the vote count with 100,000 votes, all of them for Joe Biden. So 3 o'clock in the morning, when they themselves said they weren't going to count anymore, it was going to wait till the next morning because, oh, we're so tired. At 3 o'clock in the morning, 100,000 votes came out of nowhere for Joe Biden. Not one for Donald Trump. Now, this isn't a statistical improbability. This is a statistical impossibility. The same thing happened in Michigan by 134,000 votes. In the dead of night, when there was no counting that was supposed to be taking place, 134,000 votes magically appeared for Joe Biden to put him over the top, wink, wink. Now, as it sits, they say Joe Biden won Wisconsin by 22,000 votes. Donald Trump won Ohio by 9 points. He won Florida by 4 points. See, the metrics by which Donald Trump won the states he won are so much larger than the metrics by which they say Joe Biden won the states that, well, right now are being contested for obvious reasons, that you got to start smelling the fish. It smells a little fishy. And this is why Nancy's been quiet. Now, I will tell you the reason they panicked. I guarantee you no one has thought of this from this angle. No one has had the mental wherewithal to, you know, crunch some numbers the way I do. And this is why you listen to this program. Also, I think because of my, you know, humor and ability to maintain levity even in times such as these. Now, the reason they panicked, the reason that It's so egregious. The reason that they had to Hail Mary this thing before the election was called is because they did not account for the extra 5 million votes that Donald Trump got this election as opposed to the last election. The margin from 2016 to 2020 is 5 million votes. You see, I guarantee you, I promise you that they had planned to bleed just enough votes into the system throughout the night to make it seem like a narrow victory for Joe Biden. But they never accounted for the fact that Donald Trump would get more votes than in 2016, and this is what caused them to panic. This is why the irregularities are so glaring. It's because they'd always planned, and I know, Democrats cheating? How darest thou? Really? These are the people that are A-OK with murdering a baby after it's born. These are the people that are A-OK with this nation no longer having borders. These are the people that are A-OK with communism. But you think that cheating in an election is one bridge too far? You think cheating in an election is where they will not go? If that's what you believe, then we need to have a conversation. But yes, they'd always planned on cheating. The reason I was optimistic before the election is because I knew that Donald Trump would get more votes in 2020 than he did in 2016, because he was a proven commodity at this point. He has done a lot of good for this country. We were still governed by a Democrat president. We'd be in lockdown like England at this point. Our economy would be in the dumpster. People would be rummaging through trash cans in suburban areas trying to get some bread. So yes, Donald Trump did a lot of good for this country in the 4 years that he was president, even though there was not one day when they let him rest, man. There was not one day in the 4 years or 3 years and 8 months that he's been president that they let him take a breather, enjoy his successes, enjoy his accomplishments. The man has been nominated to a fourth Nobel Prize. Let that sink in. And so the reason I was so optimistic about a clear and decisive victory on November 2nd was because the other side was not intelligent enough to account for more votes than Donald Trump got in 2016. And the margins, I believed, were so that victory was highly likely, if not undeniable. And this is why they panicked. This is why at 3 o'clock in the morning, Wisconsin and Michigan flooded 100,000 and 134,000 votes into Joe Biden's column, seemingly out of nowhere. At that time, not one vote for Trump in either place. I mean, surely there must have been one person in 100,000 that said, you know what? I'll vote for Trump. Imagine the level of corruption. And this is why the other side isn't celebrating, and this is why the other side isn't, you know, going, ooh, we won, because they know they haven't. They know if this onion gets peeled back and the level of fraud is exposed, you will have revolution on your hands in this country. We're going to get into that a little bit later, because this was not a good time to try this trick. Most people's nerves are already frayed. Most people are already hurting. They're out of jobs. Their savings are gone. And they're seeing light at the end of the tunnel. The new jobless numbers have improved today, Thursday, as compared to last week and the week before, because it keeps getting better. The GDP was up, what, 32%? Undeniable successes. And you're telling me that a majority of a country looked at a guy who had to catch his dentures in the air because they popped out of his mouth, a guy who couldn't draw a crowd of more than 10 to save his life. You're telling me they voted for higher taxes, communism, socialism, national lockdown, national mask mandate, over a proven quantity like this current administration. That's what I would have to be convinced of in order to believe that there's any veracity to this. If you're going to believe that this is being won honestly by Joe Biden, then you have to believe that he's so popular that even the dead came out of their graves to vote for him. That's something, isn't it? Again, this is from a man that couldn't draw a crowd large enough to outnumber his Secret Service detail. And this is another reason that it will be so difficult for them to pull this fraud off. Donald Trump is undeniably a popular president. Tens of thousands of people showed up on any given day of the week just to catch a glimpse of him. Are you telling me that that didn't translate into votes? If you're sitting out in the cold for 6 and 8 hours just to get a glimpse of someone, you're not going to drag yourself out of bed the next day to go vote? And this is why Arizona seemed fishy the moment that Fox News declared Arizona for Biden. They had a 95-mile car caravan for Trump in Arizona 3 days earlier. And you're telling me that Joe Biden easily carried the state? Now, most everyone else is saying Arizona's a toss-up again. If you look at the internals, there's a good shot that it's going to flip back to Trump. And if that's the case, all he needs is Pennsylvania. And he ekes out a win because Alaska's pretty much baked into the cake. Alaska's going to be Trump country. But this is what they thought they needed. This is all they thought they needed. They thought they needed Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And right now, Pennsylvania is being flooded by late mail-in ballots. I'm getting the impression that this is going to be decided in the Supreme Court. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. If somehow they declare Arizona and they declare Pennsylvania, then Donald Trump is president for 4 more years. If not, then we're going to have to get ready for what's coming, kids. Because it's not President Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a shell of a human being. Joe Biden's half a zombie who can't stay awake for 20 minutes. But he's got enough wherewithal to sign enough deals that'll make his kids cush for the next 3 generations. So that's where we are. It's still up in the air. I mean, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, still undecided after 3 days. Tell me something doesn't stink to high heaven. And personally, I don't think the average individual is going to stand for it. I think this may be the straw. But let's get over to the spiritual side for a little bit, because we have to discuss this, because it's important. See, I've always highlighted the importance of specificity when it comes to personal opinions, where one just reads the terrain, where one makes a logical deduction as an individual, or a thus says the Lord prophecy. There's something else that's going to come out of this if this goes sideways. If this goes sideways and we end up with a President Biden, there will be a lot of so-called prophets with egg on their face. Again, this is the reason that I reiterate every time I make a prognostication, whether it's revelatory or prophetic, or it's just my gut feeling and the way I'm reading it. Right now, this is the only path forward: Arizona and Pennsylvania. Sure, they can go and sue about Michigan, they can sue about Wisconsin, but if Pennsylvania or Arizona does go to Joe Biden, they're going to push it through. They're going to ram it through. They will make this man president because every single power lever has been pulled in order to make this election go the way they want it to go. Everyone, Facebook, Twitter, Google, Fox, every single one had a horse in this race, and it wasn't Donald Trump. This man stared down the entire global elite, and the only people he had on his side was the average Joe. And again, if he does pull it through, if by God's grace he's still president come January 21st, it will only highlight how much of this was sovereign. How much of this was the hand of God and not anything else? You can't have this many enemies trying this hard and not be felled if God's not with you. I know, there he goes. Yep, there I go. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Tell me someone. I mean, there's even Republican senators and governors that distanced themselves from him when they saw that Joe Biden had a 97% chance of winning the presidency. And I told you, another good thing that's going to come out of this is every single pollster has to find a new job. Every single one of them. Twice in a row, they fudged up national elections so badly that they're either incompetent or criminally trying to suppress voters from going to the polls. Because, you know, you're 76 years old. You have iffy health. You didn't get your mail-in ballot, and you'd really like to vote for Donald Trump because, you know, he's done some good. But then you turn on the TV and you see Frank Luntz going on about, well, Donald Trump doesn't have a chance. My polling says that 97% is going to go Joe Biden. Every single state, including Texas, is going blue. And if you're that person with, you know, marginal health, you're sitting there going, well, you know, if there was a shot, if there was even a chance, if it was like 60-40 maybe, or, you know, 55-45, sure, I would have risked the COVID. I would have risked dragging my carcass out of the house and going to vote. But since it's already baked into the cake, since it's already a done deal, why put my health at risk? Understand that I do believe that some of these people are not incompetent. They knew exactly what they were doing. And the reason they released polling in the manner that they did was to suppress voter turnout, and yet they were unable to do it. Do you understand that 5 million more people came out to vote for Donald Trump than they did in 2016? In the era of COVID, in the era of, oh my goodness, everyone that's coughing is about to drop dead. And by the by, isn't it odd that COVID is no longer a thing in the news? See, they scared the populace enough to sign off on mail-in voting because they knew this was the way that they could cheat. This was the way that they could pull votes because Lord knows it's not enthusiasm on their side that would have carried Joe Biden through if he manages to squeak this one. It's not because he was such a great candidate. This is no Barack Obama of 2012 or 2008. Let's be honest. Joe Biden is a klutz at best and a dementia patient at worst. The black turnout was nil for the Democrat Party in this election. Everyone mentioned the fact that every downtown, every black populated area, the polling places were completely empty. Every urban center had nobody show up to vote. You're telling me, oh, all of these people were civically minded enough to request mail-in ballots and vote for Joe Robito Biden, because that's how much he excited them. As Joe Robito Biden would say, come on, man. So, the importance of specificity when it comes to personal opinion over revelation or prophecy. Because even Pat Robertson, I know the prophetic voice of the 18th century, said that he prophesieth that Donald Trump would win re-election. So if it doesn't come to pass, all of these people going to have egg on their face. Because I've told you repeatedly, this is how I'm seeing the layout. This is the lay of the land to me. This is why I'm making the logical inferences that I am. And the reason that I was sure this would be settled on the second was because they never accounted for the extra 5 million votes for Donald Trump that I knew were somewhere. They were there. The man has done a good job overall, to the point that I did not doubt if they try to cheat at the level they did in 2016, because they were unprepared in 2016, took them by surprise completely. This time they left nothing to chance. And man, when they saw Michigan numbers coming in, and when they saw Wisconsin numbers coming in, and when they saw North Carolina numbers coming in, and when they saw Georgia numbers coming in, and when they saw Arizona numbers coming in, they're like, we got to stop this. We got to stop this now, because it's going to be over before we can, you know, put our finger on the scale, as it were. And this is why they had to inject 100,000 votes into Wisconsin. This is why they had to inject 134,000 votes into Michigan. This is why they had to switch 100,000 votes in Virginia from Trump to Biden. Just magically, oops, it was an error in the coding. We apologize for giving you hope. Remain hopeless. Dark winter is upon ye, said Joe Biden. So either way this goes, and again, as of 10:25 a.m., let me check to make certain, because a lot can happen in 25 minutes. Still undecided. So as of 10:25 on November the 5th, the presidential race of these United States is still undecided. But regardless of which way it goes, the election process in this country will never be trusted again. That's it. That's as simple as I can put it. The election process in this country will never be trusted again. Another thing that we have to take into account is that this is a very dangerous time to pull a stunt like this. People's nerves are already frayed. They're already on edge. And seeing this blatant attempt at cheating Biden into office may just be the straw that broke the camel's back. To be honest with you, I hoped we would have more time. This isn't over, at least not as of yet. But if they succeed at cheating their way to the presidency, we will see horrors visited upon us we never dreamed would be possible in this country. Now, I know they didn't take the Senate. We gained seats in the House. But it's only going to slow them down. It's not going to stop them. This is why I despise the fecklessness some spiritual leaders try to portray as virtue and righteousness. Because it's the same kind of people with the same kind of mindset that cooperated with the communists in my country in order to persecute the underground church and turn in those who would not teach that communism was akin to gospel. See, we're entering a dangerous season, no matter how you cut it. And just remember, when the same screeching harpies threatening to wipe their bloody lady parts with the Bible come and burn down your church, and I'm speaking to the feckless ones among us, I'm speaking to the so-called spiritual leaders, when they do that, well, you own that. When they silence you and monitor your sermons and likely jail you for preaching the gospel because you're being divisive, well, you own that too. You see, my hands are clean and I sleep well at night. I did my part. Win or lose, I backed the right horse. It doesn't matter whether it's the winning horse. It has to be the right one. And I think that if they try to steal this, and blatantly so, this nation will descend into chaos faster than you can blink. Because the people who did vote for Donald Trump are flesh and blood individuals who saw the light of hope at the end of the tunnel. They saw their paychecks increasing. They saw their ability to buy homes. They saw what we term as the American dream within reach. And to have a corrupt machine tear that from their grip, I think will be more than they can handle. That's just my assessment of the situation. Because, see, they've already stripped us of our freedoms in some states. But at least we thought that one man, one vote was still a thing. At least we thought that we still have the ability to affect change at the ballot box. And now we're realizing that all we are is pawns, tax-paying pawns. And a man who never had a crowd of more than 100 show up to hear him speak was somehow ushered in to become the most powerful man in the world. A man who is declining cognitively in perpetuity. A man who schemed his way to wealth and riches by using the power of his office and using his family as cutouts to get a little taste whenever something juicy came along. That man will be the president of these United States. And all those so-called Christians and pastors and evangelists who poo-pooed Donald Trump because, oh, look at how he speaks. Look at those tweets. How can you vote for someone like that? All those people will be silent as to Joe Robido Biden's corruption, the selling out of this nation to China, and everything else that we're going to see coming down the pike. So, you vilified and demonized a man who stood up for life, a man who defended religious freedom, a man who defended the unborn for 4 years. In your self-righteousness, you judged every word that came out of his mouth and interpreted it to be the worst possible version of what you think he meant. You morally preened and virtue signaled that he's not a humble man, and I shall not vote for a man who is not humble. And yet, when it will come to Mr. Robideau Biden, does become president of these United States, you will be silent. You will say nothing. And by the time they're ensconced in power, even if you want to say something, you're going to get a knock on your door. And at first, they'll just warn you, cut it out. We need national unity now. We need to heal. That's what we need to do. We need to heal. And you're an impediment to the healing. See, because that's going to be the narrative, isn't it? After this unbearable 4 years of division, now we need to heal. What that means is that now you need to shut up. Don't treat Mr. Robideau Biden the way they treated Donald Trump. No. It's time to heal. So whatever his flaws and foibles, whatever idiot thing comes out of his mouth, whatever executive orders he signs to destroy your way of life, to upend this country, we need to heal. This is no longer a time for division or divisiveness. No. Because the big orange man is out of office. And he was the only one that was the cause of division and divisiveness. And a racist to boot. Funny thing, the so-called racist got more Latino and black votes than any Republican presidential candidate. I know, Uncle Tom's, all of them. So basically, the only demographic that Joe Biden increased for the Democrat Party was the dead. And apparently the oldest living people in the world, because you've got 130-year-olds voting for Joe Biden. But hey, don't pay attention to any of that. Google will tell you who they chose to be president. The networks will cut away the moment it looks that the people's voice will be heard. And then they'll come back 3 days, 4 days later and go, yep, it's all done. Nothing to see here. There you go. All the votes have been counted. Because this is another thing. Because you hear this from all votes need to be counted. Well, all legal votes need to be counted. Huh? Dead people can't vote anymore. But see, this is the little trick. All the votes need to be counted. Well, I agree if they're legal. All the legal votes need to be counted. I'm not going to harp on this anymore because it's a nice day out. For Wisconsin, it's a beautiful day. So I'm going to put on my shades when I'm done here and go enjoy the sunshine, pick up my daughters from school, maybe take them out for a little ice cream, and enjoy today, because the descent of this nation, if Joe Biden were to become president, or Kamala Harris, or the swamp were to regain power, however you want to word it, the descent of this nation will give you whiplash. So if it's nice where you are, enjoy the sun tomorrow. Appreciate the things you have. And I know that we can go down the, cliche paved road. God is still in control. And whether you're a donkey or an elephant, don't forget that you belong to the Lamb. But these are things you already know. You're an adult. It's okay to point out cheating and go, hey, they cheated. They've invalidated the votes of 70 million people. Because in a handful of states, there are Democrat governors and Democrat-run governments that knew exactly what to do. And the only fly in the ointment was that they didn't figure he'd get more votes in 2020 than he got in 2016. So they had to make it obvious. They didn't want to, but their hand was forced. And so at 3 o'clock in the morning in Michigan and 3 o'clock in the morning in Wisconsin, when all the vote tallying was supposed to have been stopped, miraculously, as if by the hand of God himself, 100,000 votes show up for Joseph Robidoux Biden and 134 show up in Michigan. So, that's where we are. Now, another thing that has come across my desk, and given the tumult of the world today, you know, I'm sure that it would have gone unnoticed, but I need to share it just to make a point. Oh, and by the way, there's one other thing. If Joe Biden becomes president, the left will celebrate the fact that Donald Trump is no longer in the White House. And that's the only thing they've ever wanted. They never thought through what the ramifications were. Imagine what every enemy of this country will think when they see a man with dementia that can't talk for 5 seconds without making a gaffe or a guffaw, as some people like to say, without misspeaking or, you know, letting his tongue get ahead of him. Imagine what every enemy of the U.S. will think. They're licking their chops. They're hoping. The Iranians are praying to Allah as they have never prayed to Allah before. Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please. Let Mr. Robidoux Biden be president, they pray. Again, I'm preparing you. If he does pull it off, if they manage to cheat their way to the highest office in the land, what awaits this nation is beyond anything you can imagine at this point. And the reason that I put these up on YouTube is so that people can go back and see, hey, that chubby guy never said, thus says the Lord, but the stuff he says sure is coming to pass. Because you have to understand the world you live in. You have to understand that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. You have to understand that the only reason we haven't had a terrorist attack in America for the last 4 years is because we had a president who was strong, a president who proved that if you take one of ours, we will take 10 of yours. And that's the only thing they understand. I know. Joe's so good at diplomacy, he'll fix everything. Oh, mercy. All right. So, the news of the day is that the pastor to the stars, one Carl Lentz of Hillsong East Coast fame, was terminated for moral failures. I know, shocking, isn't it? Now, this is from the Brian Houston crew. Brian Houston's a man who is so morally ambiguous that he was okay with homosexual marriage when it came out. Choir directors in his churches are openly homosexual or non-binary. So the only thing that's racing through my mind is, what did Carl Lentz have to do in order to be fired by Hillsong? And I can't escape that thought. What exactly did Carl Lentz have to do to get fired by Hillsong? So the story is thusly. Hillsong founding pastor Brian Houston notified staff and members of Hillsong East Coast by email on Wednesday afternoon that Carl Lentz has been terminated as lead pastor for the megachurch's New York City location. The email, which was obtained by Religion News Service, cited the reason for termination as leadership issues and breaches of trust, plus a recent revelation of moral failures. Now, you don't have to be the brightest bulb to know what moral failures means. Whatever these moral failures, again, they were atrocious enough that Hillsong fired him. So if I had to put money on it, I don't think it's just, you know, plain heterosexual adultery. Could be wrong with how morally flexible the Hillsong crew is. I don't think that would have been enough for him to get fired. I know this will come as a shock to you, but please know that this action was not taken lightly and was done in the best interests of everyone, including Pastor Carl, Houston wrote. Now, as an aside, the pastor who urinated on a woman on a flight apparently shut down his ministry and liquidated everything because she's suing him for $2 million or suing the ministry. This is what you get when you hire rock stars rather than pastors. Sorry, not sorry. If he's got the skinny jeans and the horn-rimmed glasses, bring him in for an interview. But does he know the Bible? Who cares? He'll make it up. But it's kind of important, though. You know, theology and the knowledge of Christ and, you know, biblical tenets and all that. Isn't that a little important? Look how good he looks with his sleeves rolled up and his tattoos. Come on. Justin Bieber gave him the thumbs up. You've got to interview him. By the way, this is the same Carl Lentz who was on Oprah, I think, or The View or some ridiculous show that shouldn't be on the air anymore, who insisted that it's not my place to judge homosexuality or transgenderism or anything else because, you know. Yes, we know, Carl. Thank you. Now, apparently, Carl did something so naughty that Brian Houston had to fire him. The email continues. Please understand that it would not be appropriate for us to go into detail about the events that led to this decision. However, you can be assured that this decision was made in order to honor God and pastorally care for you, our East Coast family, Pastor Carl and his family, Houston continued. Indubitably. Well, well, well. Moral failures among pastors. It's become a trend lately, kids. It's become such a trend that every time you turn on the news or every time you go online, some pastor or another has had a moral failure. Now, these pastors with moral failures are allowed to be brought back into the fold, are allowed to be counseled by the elders. Yet, a president of these United States who has no spiritual authority is irredeemable in the eyes of certain spiritual leaders, no matter what. Doesn't matter. Nope, irredeemable. That's it. We wrote them off. Well, you will have no one to blame. You're going to own everything that's going to happen to you. You will own it fully if they manage to steal this election. So, next week we're going to get into what you can expect. Hopefully by next week we'll know a little something something. But for now, I'm assuming Ilhan Omar is feeling very comfortable, because this is starting to look a lot like Mogadishu, at least as far as the electoral process is concerned. My brother-in-law called me from Romania today, and he was incredulous. He thought, this happens here. We expect it to happen here, where people show up at 3 o'clock in the morning with truckfuls of ballots, and you go to sleep president, you wake up a loser. But we never thought it would happen in a place like America. Who do you think the Dems learned it from? As the saying goes, I think it was Stalin who said it. It doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. Sadly, this has become a reality in our country. And especially in places like Pennsylvania, where apparently now, if 6 months from now you decide, I'm going to mail in my ballot, we'll count it, because every vote has to count. No, every legal vote has to count. You knew that election day was November 2nd. If it was that important to you, pray tell, why'd you wait till November 5th to mail in your ballot? I think this will go to the Supreme Court, because one thing... Well, they didn't count on three things. They didn't count on how popular Donald Trump would be, and the fact that it would be a lot harder to mask the cheating because of all the outward support for him. They didn't count that he'd get so many more votes than he did in 2016, and so they had to, you know, make it exceedingly obvious that they cheated. And third, and they should have known this by now, they didn't count how much of a fighter Donald Trump is. Look, I guarantee you any other Republican candidate would have just sat there picking his nose, waiting for the results, shrugged his shoulders and went, oh, well, next time. But see, again, and we talked about this. Donald Trump has an inherent morality where he will not allow himself to be cheated out of something. I guarantee you, if he loses fairly, there will be a peaceful transition of power as far as he's concerned. Now, all the acolytes of the Democrat Party are going to go nuts either way. It's already happening. Denver, Los Angeles being the latest last night. It's only going to get worse. But hey, John Piper, you didn't have to get off your moral high horse. Hope it's fast enough to outrun Antifa. So that's where we are. Carl Lentz, of all people, fired by, again, that's Hillsong. What do you have to do in order for Hillsong to determine that you have moral failures? That's the question that's going to eat at me until some more info leaks, some more stuff comes out. Because whatever it is, I'm sure it'll be hair-raising. Now, if Donald Trump manages to squeak this one out, if he can beat back the cheating and everything else, then that is when I believe there will be a reckoning with the swamp. And this is why they've done their best, man. Oh, they did everything they could to make sure that it was next to impossible for him to be president for four more years, because they knew what was coming. As Hillary Clinton is noted as saying, if they knew what we did, we'd all be hung for treason. Well, now it's coming out. Nobody's hanging Hillary. Because yes, from the beginning, from day one, this administration was undermined knowingly by three-lettered agencies in Washington, D.C. See, it's kind of telling, isn't it, that 95% of Washington, D.C. voted for one Joe Robidoux Biden. Kind of tells you who the swamp wants to win, doesn't it? And if they win, well, you don't matter. They will make your life a living hell. Because they can. Because if they can get away with this, they'll get away with anything. So I don't know what more to tell you. I mean, I could, you know, sit here and give you false positives. But you know me, I'm a realist. This is where we are. I hope they don't succeed in stealing it. And if they don't, it'll have to be cleared up in the Supreme Court. And I know what everyone say, oh, he should just concede for the peace of the nation. Did Al Gore concede? Did he? And it wasn't as blatant as this. Al Gore did not concede. What we are seeing is fraud on a mass scale. And if for nothing else, it needs to be fought for the good of the people that voted for this man. Because if you got 70 million good old boys that see there is no future in this country, that see that their vote counts for nothing, that see that corrupt politicians can do as they will without consequence, they will grow ever more bitter, and things will get dark very quickly. Just think on that. Pray on that. And yes, Jesus is still on the throne. And God is still in control. As I said, I hoped we would have more time. But if we do not, then God's will be done. It won't change my relationship with God. I don't need to find wet naps to wipe egg off my face, because I never told you that it was, thus says the Lord. No, I said, this is how I see it. And I told you today the reason I saw it thusly. And I had to wait until after the elections, because I guarantee you someone would have brought it up, and then they would have siphoned in the fake votes ever so slowly, and this would not be an issue today. They panicked, and they showed their hand. They panicked, and now this is likely going to the Supreme Court. So with that, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week. Hopefully by next week we will know. But I'm not holding my breath for that either, because they're going to drag this cat out, especially if it's looking like we can eke out Arizona and Pennsylvania, even with all the dead people and the 140-year-olds having so enthusiastically voted for Joseph Robideau Biden. Until next time, may God bless you, may God keep you, and it's looking like even if Gino wanted to say something, he doesn't have the time. So, be well, be joyful in Christ. It's not the end of the world yet, but we're getting close. All right, God bless.
Thank you, Mike. Nope, we're out of time, and I think Mike summed it all up, and I don't really have nothing to add to it. Keep everything in prayer. And may God bless you. The show will be up on YouTube tomorrow. This has been the Light of Truth broadcast with Michael Baldea.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth with Michael Baldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you. They are all